from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who's dealing the cards you'll play in your dreams. Whatever that might mean. I don't think I've had a dream of card playing. Okay, so here's the podcaster that's dealing the cards that'll shuffle you off to sleep. Well, actually, you shuffle the cards before you deal. Okay, lady, here's the time for the podcaster who's interrupted by his own thoughts purposely and intentionally to carry you off into dreamland. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And if you're a regular listener, you fall asleep fast, please just listen through the credits, or when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, go to our website, sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. Because these are the ways we keep the show free. Thanks. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and I actually need you to listen to this message. If you're a regular listener, Sleep With Me. If you're new, don't worry about it. But we've got some big decisions with the show on the horizon, so I really, really need your help. If you are a regular listener, Sleep With Me, and it has changed how you sleep, you rely on the show, you like the show, it does something for you, or you feel good about the podcast, you like it, or you count on it, I really got to ask you to take action. So if Sleep With Me means something to you, or you like it, if you can afford to support the show directly, or you're willing to consider giving up one takeout lunch a month to support Sleep With Me, try out a trial of Sleep With Me Plus and test out Sleep With Me Plus over the 7-day trial and just see what you think. But I think you'll find you'll be blown away, because there's so many different ways to listen to Sleep With Me and stuff like that. So if you think you can afford to support the show, please do that at Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And if it doesn't make a difference to you, like it's like I can move on to something else if you stop making the show, or you decide to put out way, way less episodes, or you change what you're doing, I totally am fine with that. That's fine. But if Sleep With Me really does make a difference for you, I mean, I love making the show. I don't like being direct, because I usually get way more not nice emails when I'm direct about stuff. But I don't want to put out a message like 3 months from now and be like, you know what, we're changing things up and we've made some hard decisions. I want you to be a part of this decision-making process, because it's really like the other time Sleep With Me's been in this place. It's just taken being direct and saying, hey, if you care about the show, I need you to think about doing something about it. So think about it. It'll be cool. Like I trust that there's enough of you out there that get so much out of the show, because I've heard from you before. So yeah, check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, or take one of those other actions. And what do you say we get on with the show? Hey, everybody. I just want to check in with you about our live shows. If you're ever wondering what appearances I'm doing, you could go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/live show. On the second Wednesday every month, I'm always here locally in Alameda, California, doing a show at 8 p.m. But I'm also going to be at PodX from May 31st to June 2nd, 2019, in the heart of Nashville at the Music City Center. On social media, you can go to @ThePodX for programming teases, times, and stuff like that. We're going to be doing a live show. There'll be a bunch of other stuff there. And you could get tickets at podx.com/sleep. You'll get 10% off any ticket type. And you can keep an eye on the schedule for when the live show is going to be and when the appearances are going to be, but go to podx.com/sleep and check it out. Thanks, everybody. I'll see you soon. Mr. Bart, a bunch of people really help out on this show on a regular basis. Who are
Chris
they?
Chris Posty Poster Song.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
And edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Lecture.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bart.
I do the
got a new album out.
I think you'll really like it.
You can get a copy at
JonathanMann.net.
Also, I made a longer version
of this credits song.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Laura, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your narrators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure to sign up for our newsletter. You can go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/newsletter. You don't want to miss out on that. Great way to stay up to date on stuff. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/newsletters, live shows, everything you might need to know in there, fun stuff. Let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. Whether it's a thoughts, a feelings, a physical sensations, you know, to repeat what I just said, the stuff you're thinking about, stuff emotionally you're experiencing, or stuff physically you're feeling, or all of those or none of those. You might be travel, might be someone else traveling, might be guests. Whatever it is, whatever's keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. And I have a nice, safe place here. I don't know when the last time I said this, but I've smoothed it, I've patted it, and I've rubbed it down. I've cleared it. This is a safe place that's buffed and polished. I think I probably talked about that before. And, you know, that's where the magic happens, where with the buffing. You say, well, you polished it, but then you got to buff it. You say, well, what does the buffing do? It kind of, takes the polish off of the polish. Oh, I thought it got the streaks. Well, it might get the streaks out, too. You can't have streaks in a safe place. But I'm here. So what I'm going to do is take your mind off whatever's keeping you awake. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents, go off topic, repeat myself. I'll get lost in my own thoughts, all to keep you company while you drift off. Now, if you're new, here's a couple of things to know about the show. It's pretty different than other podcasts, other sleep solutions, most other things. This podcast is a little bit different. So try to, at least initially, I know you're skeptical, so I think you should be skeptical because this podcast is a little bit different, but, maybe have a relaxed skepticism because, you know, to see how it goes. But I'm not asking you not to be skeptical because that'd be, you know, it's anytime somebody says they're going to do something for you, of course but you say, well, passively skeptical, the Scoot story, that'll be another autobiography I'll write, maybe a musical, maybe that'll be my life story in a musical. I think I've written other musicals based on other people's IP, so especially this song, it's not unusual to be loved by everyone or whatever. I don't even know the lyrics to that one. I think that's a Barry White song, but I think that I'll contact, you know, one day when this project gets off the ground, that might be one of the big numbers in, what was the name of the story in the book? Something Skeptic, the Relaxed... Relaxed and skeptical. I don't think that's it. Passively skeptical. I think usually for me, it's unusual would be a good term because this podcast is a bit unusual. So if you're new, just see how it goes. Structurally, what to expect. Show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep it free. Then there's an intro, which we've just begun. And the intros are usually, it's a show within a show, part of most listeners' wind-down routine. They might start it before they get into bed, as they're preparing for bed, or right when they get into bed, as they're still unwinding, you know. The remains of the, you got to shake the remains of the day off. That's like in another project I may be working on, top tips from dogs and cats. Because I think that's what they do sometimes, is they shake the remains of the day off. This is an oral equivalent. You just kind of listen, and ideally your day starts to fade in the background, and my nonsense doesn't come into focus in the foreground. It might be in the mid-ground, or you say, well, that's kind of the back. You're right, it's kind of the mid-ground. It's not the it's out-of-focus foreground. But so the intro... It's where I just, it's a show within a show, a little monologue to kind of help you unwind, to attempt for new listeners, like, to explain what the podcast is, but I never successfully do that. Because even for me, the podcast is a little bit outside of my grasp or outside of definability. So that's the beginning of the show. That's the first 12 or 14 minutes. But it is, it's content rich. It is. Like, I think I want to talk about, if I have time, I want to talk about cough drops. So then there'll be like a little business between the intro and the episode. And then tonight it'll be a story episode. I think it'll be a real-time recipe for the winter season. So that's exciting. So that's just structure show. Ends with a little bit of thank yous and a good night. So that's structurally what to expect. You also don't need to listen to this podcast. It's one of the few podcasts listening's optional. Or, you know, optional minute to minute. You could listen. You could pay attention. You could be moderately distracted. Or you could lower the volume and let me drift into the background and just be some sort of, you know, I don't know if it's a modulated tone, but a background, you know, kind of like a noise when you mix all the like colors together. And you say, Scoots, that's, they'd say, well, let's not get, you know, a muddied noise. I think that's what I'd say. So, yeah, you don't need to listen. Here's the thing. There's no pressure to fall asleep. The shows are an hour. So I can be here to keep you company as you drift off. I'm your boar friend. I'm your boar bud. I'm your boar bae. I've been there in the deep, dark night. Last night, I had a double dose of it, actually. Yeah, which is kind of rare to have a double dose. I had trouble drifting off. Trouble getting to sleep? Check. And it was because I did a live version of the podcast, and I thought I had my routine down to unwind, and I think I might have drifted off for a few minutes and then woke back up or something, or never, you know, that's one of the, like, so I had that happen. I don't want to go too deep into it because I know you're trying to get to sleep. And then I also had like a certain time, you know, where you, your sleep's interrupted. Then you say, well, do I need to go to, for me, I got to go upstairs to use the restroom. So I said, do I got to go upstairs? Or should like, and then I started ruminating, you know, about some stuff. And then so it was a double dose. So I've been there. What's my point? My point is you can use the podcast in the middle of the night or to fall asleep. But there's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm here to keep you company as you drift off. As long as that takes. If it's an hour, you know, queue up a few episodes in a row, I'll be here. And I do make these shows within the context of a sleep podcast to complete. So if you need it for mild entertainment in the deep, dark night, that's what I'm here for. So I'm dedicated to the show. I've been doing it for a long time. And I'm here to help you drift off at your leisure, to not listen to me and fall asleep when you wish. And you might say, Scoots, I thought you were going to talk about cough drops. I will, because there's this lovely word. I had a cough, an anise cough drop. And I said, what a word, anise. Do ask me to smell it. Don't ask me to spell it. A-N-A-I-S-E, or anise, or A-N-I-S-E. It feels like it has more letters than that. And what happened was I went to the supermarket to see if bubbly water was on sale, because my brother has a set price for canned flavored bubbly water per ounce. So that's the rate you should pay. I always forget it, but I'm pretty sure anything sub 3 cents is what you're shooting for. And maybe anything sub 3.5 cents on a premium brand. Versus any store brand, you want to be below, I think, 2.5 even. What does this have to do with cough drops? So I picked up, there was a sale and a particularly good one. And I think it was 3.2 cents. And it was for a flavor my daughter likes. So I said, okay, let's get it. Now, I don't know what brilliant marketing genius came up with cutting these things into eight packs, but I think whoever came up with that idea, I would definitely say you're my frenemy, or more like my, like not frenemy, but something like a frenemy where I appreciate your craftiness. Like if we could combine frenemy and trickster god and capitalist all into one, I'd say whoever said, why don't we sell these things in either cans smaller than people are used to drinking out of? He said, well, we got to increase, you know, this is water. We got to get these margins up another percentage. Let's see, 12 minus 2, 4, 6, 8, 12. That's a 6. We need to increase our margins by 1/6. I think they probably said at the big meeting. Oh, no, that would be just 10. So they said, we got to increase our margins by 33%, you know, the big water said. And they were all wondering. And then someone said, well, would anybody be brave enough to do a 10-pack? And they said, no, that would be too obvious. And also, you know, so then they came up with the 8-pack. You know, crafty. I'd say, you know, Anansi or whoever's, you know, running that thing. Holy mackerel. Nice job. I mean, I got to respect it. I do. Because you say, well, at least it's not a 6-pack, right? You say, so I tip my hat. I doth tip my cap to you. But when I was in the middle of that, I guess we won't have too much time. I just was going to say the anise is a lovely word. And we'll talk about it, I guess, because there's the whole licorice thing. I have talked about licorice in the past because I'm just not a licorice fan. But I think black licorice it does tend to be a really, not divisive thing, but people just fall on one side. They say, no, 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 I don't like that flavor. And I think that is an anise flavor. But my point was that usually before the podcast, I have a cough drop. So I picked up these cough drops while I was there getting the water because they said, this is cough drop season when I'm recording this. I said, let me see what's going on in the cough drop department. We got any sales there? And I didn't realize there was such a thing as premium cough drops, but I guess I should have been aware of this. So they had premium cough drops, which come in boxes with, you know, names like a law firm, like Johnson & Jones cough drops. I don't have the box on me, but they had these anise ones, and I said, and they were on sale. So that helped me have the cognitive dissonance to purchase them. Cognitive dissonance, the parts of my brain that have left in protest. That's another book we could write one day. Maybe that could be a podcast. Somebody please remember to remind me. That could be a series of cognitive dissonance. I think that might be something. We might be onto something. But so I guess like sometimes this podcast is about nice words like anise. Even though it might, I mean, it does. I do like the flavor. I don't like licorice, so I don't go after black licorice. I think I did this in an intro. It's just not. I see. If you want to be what are you? You're not a gummy. You're just too, so what I was going to say, though, is I love Five Spice, and I know anise plays a role in there, too. So I guess all I'm saying is anise and whatever corporate board came up with 8-packs, you've won an award tonight of being, you know, so lovely and sleepy. Really, like, I do, anise empowered this podcast to be recorded. And I wouldn't have encountered the anise if I wasn't walking around with 2 8-packs. And I guess in some sense, you do have another thing on me because you say, I could carry 2 8-packs like a football stacked on one another and then still use one hand for browsing. 2 12-packs, probably not. I'd have to put them under my, like it would be even more awkward. Another point for you, Big Water. Or Big Waters, because there's definitely, I don't know the structure of these different companies, but I say, do I want that one or do I want this one? And, you know, thank you for Aqua Frizzante or whatever, gas, whatever they say with gas. So that's it. I'm here to help. And I don't, instead of, I have a little bit of bubbles of hot air coming at you, but I'm here to help because I've been there. I work very hard. I yearn and I strive to help you fall asleep. And I really do appreciate you checking this show out. I hope it helps. If it doesn't, you know, there's LibriVox, there's great stories in there. There's Sleep Whispers, there's Sleepy, there's other sleep podcasts out there. There's Jim Dale, audiobooks. So whatever it is, I hope you find something. But give this show a few tries, because it does tend to 98% of people that are regular or hardcore listeners said it took them two or three tries to get used to the show. So give it a few tries, see how it goes. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. All right, buddy, this is Scoots here. If you're new, you don't have to listen to this or worry about it. But if you're a regular listener, maybe you had the same experience I had when I tried to make the show, which was like, how come there's not something out there that sees how I'm feeling in the deep, dark night? And so I decided to make a Sleep With Me because I said, is anybody else feeling this loneliness, this inability to turn off, that needs a distraction and a friend, that needs a podcast that puts you to sleep? And so I made Sleep With Me. And the reason we asked for support for the show, whether it's supporting the sponsors or supporting the show directly on Sleep With Me Plus, is because it over 120 hours per week of work goes into the show right now. And in the past, I did as much of that as I could myself, and that was never sustainable, right? So if you do count on it, supporting it, just make sure it'll be there for you. So your action kind of, you know, make sure Sleep With Me will be there for you, but a lot of other people too. Kind of cool bonus. And if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, you get everything organized in the way you want to listen. You get story-only episodes. At certain tiers, you get all intro episodes. You get all-night extra-long compilations. You get bonus shows and exclusives that might not fit in this main feed, and you get ad-free full episodes, of course. But you also get that peace of mind and that joy of participating in something. I don't know, you say, wow, I'm glad this is in the world because I needed it. So if any of that appeals to you, think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. But thanks, and those of you that are hearing this have supported the show in the past, thanks a lot, because the show's here because of you. And this isn't, I know not everybody's in a position to support the show, so I totally understand that too, and that's a great thing again for the people that do. There's people that would love to support the show, but they can't, or there's people that would love to support the show, but they're just kind of stuck or whatever. So your support supports the show for them too. So thank you so much. Hey, come in. I heard you had a little bit of a COLD. Come on in. Have a seat. I've got plus aloe, I've got lotion-based, tissues here. I have salves and bombs, mostly just, I want to say, I do have bag bomb, but it's a bag bomb I use for COA, which is, I think, lanolin. Lanolin's a tough word to spell. I don't play any of those word-based games, but if you do, maybe work that in. Or are there a lot of words? It's like L-O, it's like loinlin or something. But that's what's in bag bomb. And that was usually, I'm already off topic, but I don't know what the difference between bag bomb and Vaseline or petroleum jelly is. And I don't even know, I think it's what it's called. I think it was originally for the udders of dairy things, but I think at some point people realized it was great for humans, and it's great for COA, like if her paws get any flare-ups, I put it on there. It's really good for dogs' skin. So if I had a fresh thing, a bag bomb, I would give it to you, put under your nose, but I don't. But I do have this, bear bomb? I forgot the name of it. The tin's over there, but it has menthol and eucalyptus. Have a seat. We could have a seat for a second. We're going to go, we're going to make it two stops. And I know you don't, luckily I have my magic podcast vehicle to go shopping. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to tuck you in here. I have a special, let's just do this. You could come with me virtually, kind of like a remote. I'm going to have you, I have a little, this FaceTime camera and, headphones I'm going to carry, and microphones, so you'll be able to come with me, but let's put you in bed here. I have a new thing set up just for you, because I knew you had a COLD. It's a living room bedroom, so I have this adjustable bed, with a quantity of pillows. Here's the thing. There's nothing on either side of the bed. So you could just throw the pillows off whenever you want. And then there's blankets everywhere. And you could raise your feet or your chest or both. And have this magical tray that descends from the ceiling that I designed. And you just you say garçon, or you can clap three times and it'll lower a tray with drinks for you. And you can imagine different drinks and it'll make sure to have them as long as you imagine cider. Sipping broths, you know, I had that business I tried to launch that I never did, sipping broths. So it has sipping broths and, other things. But I'm going to go, and it's lucky you're not coming with me, because even though this is a virtual trip and I have my magical podcast vehicle, so I'm going to head out, but it's like, this is so easy, you're right here with me. I can hear the bed adjusting. I wonder if you're putting your feet up here. Like, I can't tell. I'm not the Sherlock Holmes of adjustable beds. No, yeah, I have thought about that with the adjustable bed, but it's more like my bed's just for sleeping. I'm going to make one quick second stop other than TJ's. And I'm going to go in, not in through the front door, because it's the IKEA. But we're just going, not to the, I guess it's a cafe. Well, they have two places to eat. Remember we talked about this, Kmart used to have a Kmart cafeteria. And the one by me, I think I ate at once or twice. It was like a diner right in the middle of Kmart. I know we've talked about this, and I really feel like that was my place. I didn't eat there a lot. I used to desire to eat there. It was a sit-down diner, at least the one by me. And I don't know if the prices were better because you were shopping at Kmart. It was just like being at Kmart so exhausting, you'd need to go to a diner in the middle of it to get through. What was my point? I don't think I would eat there with irony, but maybe I would, more of rebellion. So I guess it's not irony. I guess it would be if there were Kmarts that I could eat at a diner. I don't know if it'd be ironic or not, but I would eat at them if they're, I don't know. I haven't bothered to look. You're right. But this is IKEA. They have the big restaurant, which is not like a diner. It's more like a kind of a cafeteria, which some Kmarts, I think, had. Maybe all Kmarts had cafeterias, and I'm wrong. You know, my memory. I was just a little boy. But and IKEA is known for some nights kids eat free. I tried to do that, but I said, well, with the gas, it's probably not working out. And it tends to get really busy, but they have good, they have a lot of options, good prices, very popular with their things. And then at the end, what's that other place called? Is it COSTCO or is it COC? That's the ships or COC. You know what I mean, though. That place has just at the checkout, a cafe. And IKEA has a very similar one, but with other options. And we're just here. So, yeah, I don't know. I've never done it. I think the Doughboys did do an episode where they ate at the Burbank one. Burbank, I think they had one and then they built a new one, or maybe they just built one. What was my point? I don't remember my point. We're going. That's where I'm going right now. I'm parking. They actually have charging stations there. So I'm plugging my car in here. You know, they stop. They're not going to make my car, which is a little bit. I said, well, no, that's too bad. I really like my VOLT. VOLT. They lease it. So I said, well, I wonder what will happen in a year and a half when it's up. Plugging it in now. It's so good to see you. I know what it's like to have a cold. And I hate to say this because I know people don't like to hear this, but sometimes it's cute to have a cold. I think people get self-conscious. about that they talk a little bit like that. And I don't know, maybe there's like a vulnerability in having it, that. But it, so we're just making a quick stop here. And I know it's been said that, you know, I actually saw a listener at this IKEA once. And they had seen me. And I said, did I know that person? We made eye contact. And then they came back and said they listened to the podcast. It was so humbling. I was sitting there. And that trip I was doing, I think what I did was, I think I was there for one thing that they, this was it. This was the last time I was there. Or maybe not, but I guess maybe not. But they'd I was eating before, like, so I went at lunchtime. I had lunch at the cafe that we're going to. And then I saw the listener. Then I went in, I think I went in the back way because I was just looking for something. When I moved, I had bought my daughter a bed and they didn't have one of the essential parts there, but they sold me the other two parts. And then it was one of the few times I was very unpleased. With them, and I couldn't bend them to my will. They're online. So I said, can you just send this to me with free shipping? And they said, no, you got to go to the store to get it. And I said, when they have it in stock. So, I didn't realize it, but I had eaten lunch first on that trip and then tried to pick it up. And I think on that trip, they didn't have it. But that's where I've gotten to where if you're just going in, go in the back, if you know. You don't have to go into the casino part because to me, it's the exact same as a casino without gambling. Because once you go up that escalator, unless you're a very determined person, like at a casino, you say, well, I'm determined to just get to the show, just get to the restaurant. I'm going to focus. I'm going to take the shortest distance I can. I'm going to look at a map or I'm going to ask what the quickest way to get to, the restaurant is. And then I'm going to go. Otherwise, you go in there, and it's cool when I have found that the ideal time is like just after opening on the weekends, if you're going to go on the weekends, and on a weekday, you just never know what you're going to get. I think I was in the middle of telling a story, and then I started telling another story, which interrupted my story that I was trying, what was I saying? The last time I went there. It went in. I guess they're just saying when you go through, it can wear you out. And they have a restaurant in the middle. And the restaurant's pretty good. I guess those are my points. Now, like sometimes I have impulse bought stuff and I'm not as good. Like I'm like, oh, that's not as good. And the lines can be too unpredictable. Now, they do have, with the cafe at the end, you can order stuff when you're waiting in line or pay in line, I think. I think that's it. You could pay online because they just like the Big C place that I don't have a membership there, but they have pizza and dogs, and then they have like a Stromboli like thing. I know we've had this conversation. There was a few years where I existed. That was my lunch a few times a week. The chicken bake. I think that one it was like a week's worth of food in one serving. They have also at IKEA, they have those are your basic options, the hot dog with a drink, pizza, and they have a vanilla soft serve. They also tip to families if you want to, like, they also have a slushy, and they have about six flavors. So if you're looking, I don't know, it's just so involved, like parking the car and stuff. It's if you can't do it quick, but if I wasn't talking, this would be a quick trip. So that's another option for treats. And kids do like walking around it, especially I think in the ages of like 6 to 12, 13. I don't know. My daughter likes going there. And at her age now, I do like it, but there's certain times it just drains you, especially if you're there for a purpose and then you're like me and you forget things or you say, well, I just want this office chair. So we're going in the back. I've been standing out here in the back chatting with you in the loading area. They have free twine. Also, they have their shopping carts. We've probably talked about this before. Their shopping carts are intelligently designed and frustrating because they have all four wheels. They can go in all four directions. And I'd say those crafty Swedes, that way if you need, you could go anywhere on a graph you could go. Instead of in a typical U.S. shopping cart, you have to work, you have to do it in circles. This way you could run around in circles or squares or, whatever you wish. But when people can't drive, they can't drive shopping carts either. And that includes me, and especially if you're trying to manage a child or a kid that wants to help push, there's a learning curve to these curvular wheels. But we'll go in the back here. We're just picking up one thing. I did pre-have my L-U-N-C-H because they said I don't want to go in. What are we buying? We're just buying a bag of frozen meatballs. And it was more of a... It's to give some variety and a little fun for you because I know you have that COLD. So that's all we're buying in their Swedish meatballs. Yeah, that's it. I'm purchasing them now. No, I don't. Like, I would come here more often. It's a little bit, like I said, it's just like a... Maybe this is what... I don't think Kmart was this intense because it's just much bigger, much more parking. I don't spend as much time here. I'd say it could be good people watching. You're right. Maybe just me. Here's what I would do if I... Like, there's a movie theater near mine. And I think I only did this once successfully and planned... going to the movies or going to get something small at IKEA and then going to the movies. And that was a little bit of a nice reward. But I don't always plan that. So we have the meatballs, they're frozen. And I have actually like a freezer bag in my car with like ice packs from the Green Chef, that thing that I keep in my freezer. So we'll keep these frozen. And here's the thing. I don't know anything about Swedish meatballs. I've heard of them. I think I've been to potlucks where there's been Swedish meatballs. I think I've probably said no thank you. Because we've cooked meatballs before. So normally I would make my own meatballs. I'm a Reformation meatballist or something. But I don't know what the right term is, but when I was a kid... I didn't like meatballs. It came full circle a year or two ago when I said, it was because the style of meatball that my mom liked was not to my personal taste. So that was the main meatball I was exposed to as a child. And I don't want to like it. It was a Syracuse-based meatball, a mix, I think, of meats and seasonings. And it just wasn't my cup of tea. So... like any child, I assumed this is what a meatball is. It's not for me. Never again. As soon as I have a choice, I just won't eat meatballs. And I think that reflected in my still not... I guess I can really say this. Other than these frozen meatballs, which I'm not going to cook in a Swedish manner, I can see many a pot, like a crock pot sitting there, bubbling with a meatball and a brown sauce, and that's like a Swedish meatball, right? And I don't know what that is, so I still have never had it. Next potluck, I'll try it. I guess it's just not a... I guess if you're a Swedish meatball fan, but I guess like at potlucks, they try to stay away from anything that has a... that's not a pudding or something that has like a coagulated liquid, especially that's like a earth colors. You say, well, if it's a coagulated liquid like a mayonnaise or something, we say that's more of a dressing. I don't know. I just don't know that where the other ones are just plain meatballs with like a fork on them. But it's just ignorance bias. You're right. It is ignorance bias. from when I'm a kid. And we have our meatballs. We've checked out. I wanted to have some lingonberry drink. So I did buy a little lingonberry. I like to have I call it the IKEA pepper. It's a half cola, half lingonberry drink. Taste isn't for everybody or, you know, anyone, but it's something I always forget that I how I enjoy it, and then I make it again. So I'll be enjoying that. And we have two very simple, holy mackerel, are these simple recipes for you, for your CoLDs, and these should help you on the mend. And you do actually have a little bit of cooking to do, but the magical tray will do it. So just like on a regular cooking show, that doesn't happen in real time. What are you going to cook? You're going to just cook it. Well, you know what? We won't do it. I'll make sure we just buy the pre-cooked ones. Normally, I'd just cook them. Normally, I'd cook chicken thighs as a part of this. And I would pan fry them or grill them. Though you could, because this is supposed to be easy. So it'll be even easier because we'll buy pre-cooked. I think they just have a grilled chicken breast at our neck. Yeah, here we are, Trader TJ's. Our old friend, the old Joe, the old Trader, with its second season of its podcast. Not a nary a call to old Scoots, who's been podcasting about old Giotto and everybody else's, all the other imaginary names I forget, JoJo, Joffrey, the giraffe, and who, you know, Pom Pom, the sloth. You know, this will come out a while after this, but a listener sent me a sloth. I don't know who it is, a mystery listener. It's very nice. Yeah, it's cool. So we don't have a shopping list. So this, luckily, you're not with me. No status. My Trader Joe's fomances have been is severely lacking. Why? Well, here's a couple of things. I've been I volunteer on some Mondays, so I go to a different Trader Joe's after I volunteer because it's on my drive home, and it's at lunchtime on Mondays. And I don't know if that's like a low fomance time, but it's a It seems like that. That's one thing. The other thing is maybe it's just the winter. I don't really like the winter of my fomances. I guess I have FOMO, really. Like not to call in 2015 up and ask it if I can use its words of the year. But I just have OMO. Or let's see, of missing out. I just have Mo, Fomance Mo. I definitely have Mo-mance, but that's why you have a Fomance. So no activity, nothing. I mean, I think just as like, I've just gotten to a place where I say, well, maybe this isn't the arena for it too. People are here to shop and work, and not to be fomanced. Within my mind, right? To say so. So that's that's a part of it. Is saying, well, just buy your freaking grocery, Scoots. So I guess that's part of it. But so we're here. We're shopping. We're taking the right that I always take. We're going to buy some Cruciferous Crunch. So, spoiler alert, we're having Cruciferous Crunch, which is Koa's third favorite vegetables, but maybe her favorite. She likes carrots, broccoli, and then Cruciferous Crunch, which we've had before, but I'll go. It's like kale, red cabbage, some sort of it's just chopped up. It's not for everybody raw. Except for Koa and a little bit me. I use it as a salad top. It's a salad topping. That's a salad. So that's what we do with it. But not today. Oh boy, we're taking Cruciferous Crunch and We're taking the crunch right out of it, believe it or not. But we're putting it right in. So we've got the surface crunch. Now, our next stop is in the cooked meat section, which we'll grab a container of this grilled chicken breast right there. You probably could even use a can of, if you wanted to. And now we're going to be at a loss because I say, what else do we need? Since I didn't make a list. So we have the cruciferous crunch. They don't have miso. Now, normally I would make sure we have the miso. I think maybe last time we talked about how I'm on this miso kick. And I like adding miso to everything. So I like having the miso just as it is. It gives it a little bit of umami or whatever, however you say umami. What does someone say after they ride a roller coaster with their mom? Umami. Not funny. Well, what is the fifth flavor on a ghost's palate? Boomami. That was actually a joke I just made up. That almost works. Yeah, what is it, like, other than sugar, salt, whatever the other flavors are, bitter? What is Slimer's fourth flavor on Slimer's palate? Gumami. What do you say when you want to get rid of shumami? What do you say to the seasoning that has a cold? Flumami. A funnier person and more adept, but we're not here for comedy. We're here for shopping. And they don't sell miso here anyway. So there's just something, especially with broth-based stuff. But I have some at home, and we will add it. And I mean miso paste. They do have other miso-based things. I was saying I'm going to forget everything we need, which is probably correct. So we need jasmine rice. I have, or any rice at all, which we have at home. We needed a chicken breast and cruciferous crunch. The next stop is the aisle, the staple. I guess I would call it the staples aisle. I don't think we really need anything else. I'm a bit concerned because this is going so well. But we'll come down the staples out. Now, let me stop you here. I think I was bragging on their seasoned salt and the chili lime seasoning. Especially for this, you may want it. They don't have a five spice here. But they have this new one. I think since the last time we talked, maybe we talked about it, but it's this onion salt. But it's not just onion salt. It has it looks like it has some dehydrated green onion in there, some garlic, alum or whatever. And I've been finding it adds a nice little, so we're going to grab that, the onion salt or onion seasoning. And the seasoned salt, the TJ seasoned salt's great on eggs. I love it on eggs and other things. So here we are, we're in the broths section, and I talked about this, and then I said, well, we're going to try it the next COLD season that comes in. And so here we are, and they have, now during the holiday season, they have turkey bone broth, beef bone broth, and chicken bone broth. Now that it's the, a little bit after that, they just have the beef and the chicken. We're going to buy one of each. They come in those Tetra Paks. And I know, I wish I had the I know I have the Instapot, so it's probably easier to make bone broth. But when you're taking care of somebody, remotely even, like you, resting at my place, you're not even having to cook any chicken thighs up, it's just for convenience. This is what it would be, that you would already have these in your cabinet, because these are all shelf-stable things, other than the cruciferous crunch and the chicken thighs. You could have the meatballs in your freezer. You'd have, so we'll see. So we're going to get both things of broth, and we only need one of each since we're cooking for two. Now, if you're cooking for more than two, unfortunately, we won't have any celebrities coming by because you have a cold. Unless they hear from a celebrity that has a cold, that has the exact same cold as you. We could remote in a celebrity. We'll see about that. But so here we go. So we have the brats. Now, right over here, Trader Joe's is trying this new thing recently, soup in a cup, ramen in a cup. Now, if you're a big fan of the cup of soup things, as my daughter, she's a connoisseur of ramen in a cup. Now, these are a little bit different. They don't have any dehydrated vegetables. So it's more of just a ramen. So they have a chicken, they have a miso, and they have a plain. So we're going to get a couple of these chickens, two of them, the chicken ramen soups. And again, this is for convenience sake. I realize that, but you know, chicken soup for the S-O-U-L, that was a book. We're making it here for Y-O-U and with some bone broth. Oh, you want me to say country bone broth? Maybe that'll stir up a fomance if I walk around at TJ saying country bone broth. It does sound different because you have a cold. So it's like, how would I say it if I had a cold? Let me hold my country bone broth. Yeah, that does sound like country bone broth. Can you give me some country bone broth? That's how I'd say it. That didn't sound cute to me though. And yeah, come on down to country bone broth. We got the greatest to sipping broth. We got sipping broth. We got, you know, I would have a five spice broth, a faux broth. There's a place, get your faux and a faux, a bowl of faux and a faux man. It's here at Country Bone Broth. We could have romance novels at every table. That would be interesting. That would be a strange theme for a restaurant. It wouldn't be a restaurant even. I guess we could serve other things other than broth and romance novels. That's it. Maybe one of those celebrity chefs could do that. Fomance. If there isn't a place called Fomance, first of all, legally lock it in. Please, somebody form me. And then open it. And just, you know, just get, let me write the menu in a Fomance. Go in with you. It's just got to be a place called Fomance, but please. But if not, let's do it. Somebody cool. I think it would be best in, like, we do one in L.A., Las Vegas, New York, San Francisco, and somewhere else cool, like Madison Montana, someplace really cool. Maybe you should open the first one there. Fomance. We're not making faux today though, because this is a basic recipe. Okay. Let me pause because I got to make sure we have everything. So we have our vegetable, we have our proteins, we have rice at home. We're not using any garlic or onions because we're trying to make this easy. We have our broths. We have our ramen. Am I missing anything? I don't think I am, but I could be. So we'll check out here. Treat-wise, I'm trying to think if we've caught up on any buys of the year I've had recently. Well, you know what? Let's stop at the cider section. I try to always buy a thing of apple cider while they have it because they don't have it all year long. And it's the closest thing I said to, like, fresh apple cider taste-wise. And not that I drink a lot of cider, but especially, I think apple cider, when this is unfiltered. There was a great article that I didn't read about Honeycrisp apples. I forget where it was. It might have been the New York Times or an episode of 99PI. Those are my two, most interesting sources of information, or the New Yorker, but... So probably was in one of those, History of the Honeycrisp Apple. Maybe I could, give you the article. And I don't remember, I know I did an episode about apples, and because I love apples, and we got to go apple picking as a kid a lot of times, and I don't remember the Honeycrisp particularly, but so we got the apple cider. Oh, they have winter sangria, which I think they maybe changed the flavoring, or maybe I'm just drinking it. It's not cold enough. Oh, winter sangria flavored water, which is more of like a grapey flavored water. It's different. But last year I loved it. I would drink it like it was soda, and I would pretend it's soda. But this year, I just had some last night, and I mean, I did let it warm up a little. Like, I took it out of the fridge. I wasn't having it on ice. And I said, this tastes a little harsh. Like, maybe the citrus peel flavoring was a little bit too intense. Because I would assume that's like, it's like a mix of grape flavorings and citrus peel flavorings. They don't have starfruit, which is another big hit that I haven't seen. Island Colada was another one I really liked. And like I said, I would mix half a glass of Island Colada, which was like a pineapple or a coconut, and then pineapple, half and half. But they have now been regularly stocking, and we will buy. This sparkling water comes in a 4-pack, so it's a little bit spendy, but it's this ginger, it's delicious, this 4-pack of this. They have two other flavors, but this ginger lemon, it's just, it's almost like a ginger ale, and it's sparkling water. And you should probably have more ginger braces. I wonder what happened. I never tried that when I was a kid, but if I had braces now, kids don't do this. I would probably shred some ginger with my braces. And then you could call me Ginger Braces. You say, man, ever since you got braces, your breath has been fresh in a way I can't quite put my... I say, it's Ginger Braces. And you say, I'm sorry, what? Oh, every morning after I brush my teeth, I shred ginger with my braces. It feels good. It tastes good. So, yeah, you could call me... You say, what's your cowboy name? Ginger Braces. You say, aren't those bracers? I don't know what you're talking about. These are ginger braces. Your first cowboy to have... Well, I time traveled. That's why... that's what's on my teeth, though. Braces. And the reason they smell so good is because of the ginger. I wish I had braces so I could shred some ginger, but it really, I think fresh ginger is another thing that's, and I always have trouble keeping it, because if you keep it out, then where you can see it, it doesn't last as long, and if I put it in the fridge and then I forget it's there, to just shred it on everything, that's another great use for, you know, you can make your own carrot miso dressing. And it is so delicious, you probably will want to drink, like your salad will be covered in carrot miso dressing. And they have it here, I remember talking about it with one of the Fearless Flyer ones. And the thing was that I bought it and it went so fast. And I said, well, geez, isn't this just easier to make on your own? Well, it turns out it is. I think that's why I first purchased red miso. And I don't even have any white miso yet. So, yeah, we should check out, you're right, just trying to make sure, it just seems like I'm underdoing it, but, you know, you're cool. Okay, so I'm going to check out here, I'm just trying to bide my time before I check out, just to make sure. Okay, let's check out, and next thing you know, I'm already here in the kitchen. Now, the good thing was, before I left, I did, while I was at checkout, before I got into checkout, the reason I paused there was because I was also, I raced home before checkout, and I took my Instapot. Now, here's what I did with my Instapot, and this is one of the meals instantly ready to go, so I took the Instapot, now, I do like to saute my rice first in the Instapot, so I took, a little bit of olive oil, put it in the Instapot, put it on saute. Yeah, put my rice in, just kind of gave it a little bit of a light toasting. And then I took the entire thing of bone broth and I measured it. Now, my particular thing of bone broth, it just happened to be 2.5 cups. So I put 2.5 cups of broth in with the rice. Well, I'd measured it. So that's what I was trying to say, is you got to measure it first before you put the rice in. So you know how much rice to put in, so that I knew that I had to put in 1.25 cups of rice, or you could put in one, I guess you could put in 1 cup of rice, yeah, maybe that's what I did, because I wanted a little bit brothy, I don't know, I wasn't paying attention, because I was, you know, virtually in two places at once, but we're going to add the broth in, And then we're going to put the meatballs in there. And I leave it on saute while I'm doing this. Just a way I do it. But we don't want any steam to go off. It looks like about half the pack of meatballs looks like a good spread with that rice. And then we're just going to seal it. And we're going to, now you hit cancel on the Instapot. And then we just hit rice, and it's in the rice mode. Now, this is white rice. So, you know, we probably, for your COLD, I did debate this because I said, well, the brown rice is a little bit. But he said, well, what are you going to eat more of? Because you're going to get your broth, you know, you're going to get your broth on. And I figured that would be. So that's cooking. Now, that's one entire meal right there. Now, what we will do, and this is a requirement. I'm sorry that... you know, some people, but what we'll, the only other thing we'll do is when it's ready. Now we're going to do a natural taper, like a, whatever they call it, de-steaming. So when it's done, we'll let the steam work its way off, and then we'll just mix in some cruciferous crunch. But we can leave that for later. You can even keep it on warm for a little while, but that's your dinner, really. The only thing it needs is a cruciferous crunch. And you could keep that and you'll eat that later or take it home with you. But obviously when you have my situation that I set up for you in my living room, you could just sleep there tonight. Now our next recipe is just as magically easy as we're going to take the whole thing of chicken bone broth, which is different, you know. And again, I know that the regular fresh ones, you can get those, and, you know, you might want a vegetable broth. It's totally understandable. I totally hear where you're coming from. For most of this, you could have, you know, veggie meatballs, or you could just have the rice. This is just like, you know, I know you eat chicken and beef, so I know the broths will be good for you. So this one is pretty simple. So we're going to start the broth on a boil. And get it to boiling there. And then we're going to add... Now, we already have the chicken bone broth. Now, some people might say this is too much, but we're going to add the seasoning packets from the ramen, the chicken ramen, into that broth as it starts to boil. Now, they also come with these oil packs, which I don't even know what they are, but we'll add those in. But I don't add those until later. Yeah, now as it starts to boil, we're going to add in the ramen. And we're going to stir the ramen up. And yeah, this is just a guesstimate, but I figure that we have enough broth. And now I'm chopping up the chicken breast. Like usually you just use home. You don't even have to. And then we're going to add that into the boiling water. And we're going to lower it down. But we're going to kind of keep it at a simmer boil, like on the cusp there. And just mix the chicken in because it's already cooked. And then we're going to add a few handfuls of cruciferous crunch, which will be really nice. And then a tablespoon of miso. No. Let's just do a teaspoon of miso because it's a little risky with since we already have the ramen seasoning in there. And yeah, we're just going to mix it and wait till another minute while the cruciferous crunch wilts a little more. And then the ramen, we just make sure, I want to make sure this wooden spoon, we keep the ramen covered because that's how we do it. This is how we do it. Ramen, I don't know that song good enough. Is that Nate Dogg that sings that? This is how we do it. A nice chicken broth and some chicken bone broth. And then that's it. We can shut the heat off and just keep it mixing and just make sure we're getting the ramen underneath the water. And as that cools, that'll be ready to eat almost instantly. And the ramen will soak up a decent amount of broth, but you'll still have some broth to consume. Now, personally, what I would do at this point is either add some of the, once it cools where I can see how salted it tastes, I may add more miso. Like, give it a little bit of, a fo-fo flavoring, maybe some five spice, and maybe, some, you know, red pepper or something to give it a little oomph, even some ginger, are options, which you could make it a more hearty. You could also add some garlic and onion powders. It's really up to you. But yeah, I'm here. I'm going to get everything ready. And actually, there's a knock at the door. Antonio, I heard you had a cold. That's why you couldn't come and... Yes, my friend. This is the ladies and gentlemen, the boys, the girls, the friends beyond the binary. It's time for Antonio to get in bed. Yeah, come on in. Come on and get in. I have a bed prepared for you. And, you know, you the two of you, this is my friend, this is Antonio Banderas, my friend, too. And what we could do is we could play Munchkin, and you two, I'll just move your cards for you. I have a overhead projector like they would use in a school, and we can use that to play Munchkin, the three of us, and then watch movies. I'll entertain both of you. But, Antonio, I hope you're hungry. Because I hope you like apple cider. Well, my friend, I'm very tired. Yeah, I'm glad that you got a ride here. Did you take like a golf shoot? I did JetX, my friend. Oh wow, that's great. I never tried that, but I hear that's pretty cool. They give you your own thing, huh? Get comfy. I'm tucking Antonio in. And you know what I have for both of you are bibs, because no one ever gives people with colds bibs when they eat, except for me. Oh, my friend, I thank you. Yeah, yours says, I did it in marker because I knew you were coming. It's actually just a plastic bib, but it says, kiss me later. You get it? Yes. So get comfortable. And yeah, I can't serve you your food because that's just, what do we have? My friend, what are we eating? So we have a chicken bone broth with ramen noodles. I assume that's what the ramen is, but I guess I don't know. And we have some nice chicken chunks in there. And I'm going to season it for you. I have a seasonings bar. Which remotely, so you could tell me which seasonings you want, and I'll personally season it for, no, I'll bring you on a tray the seasonings you chose. Oh, my friend, instead of a spice cabinet, you have a seasonings bar. Yeah, it's basically the same thing, but it's just better branding. That's what everybody, especially sober people, you say, I got a seasonings bar here. Come on by and hang out. So I have that all prepared for. Oh, so there's also some kale in there and some cabbage and some other cruciferous vegetables, some miso and some ginger, braces of shredded ginger. As my friend, I always think your breath is ginger-like. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Antonio. So, I'm going to tuck you both in. Get everything ready and serve you up, and you'll have some broth, and then later you can have some beef broth with Swedish meatballs and rice. That's also just a little bit, just enough. I hope you get the rest you need. There you go. Let me get you comfortable. Let me puff those pillows up behind you both. You're both falling. Well, that's good. I could feed you. I could keep. This is easy to keep warm, too. So when you two wake back up, I'll make sure you have whatever you need. The hearty, hearty. Get some hearty, hearty sleep. Hearty, hearty, har. And good night. All right. I want to thank people that subscribed and commented on CastBox. Manny, Joanna, Robin. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. And good night. Also, Jafour and Emma, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Then people that reviewed the show over on Apple Podcasts, 11-year-old needs this. I'm only 11 and I need this to sleep, otherwise I'll stay up. Thank you, thanks, and good night from Canada. EB says, life is better with sleep with me. I usually wake up between 2 and 5, if I have a busy work week. A podcast helps me relax and get back to sleep quickly. Thank you, Scooter. Thank you. LLM717 says, thank you, Scoots. I work graveyard and sleep during the day. It lulls me to sleep. I'm forever grateful. Thank you. Light Pam says, sweet sleep. I struggle with insomnia, racing thoughts. Thanks for lulling me to sleep the past week. Best sleep I've had in years. Sim says, doesn't like the podcast. Instead, it's this man talking about nonsense like gases and liquids, you know, chemistry stuff. And then he continues to talk for another 15 minutes about literally nothing. So finally, we get to the story time, and it's not something I'd like. I think it's the same person, though, because they always use the same. I don't like to be rude, but. All right. I also want to thank Ben Dover for fun, who says, more calming than kitten sweaters and warm milkshakes. Thanks, Ben. Ben, give it a fair shot. That comes from Cam. Solas says they love this podcast. Yubby D says, better than my old teddy bear. This podcast will have me to sleep in minutes. Ella says, thank you, Scoots. Love this podcast. Works better than anything else. Someone else said, they don't like the ads. So you can skip the ads with the $5 Patreon feed. Dan and I says, loves it. I started listening after listening to MFM and listening to Fall Asleep. Works. Love it. Even told my coworkers about it. SP15, it says, used to fall asleep to music. It would be distracted by the lyrics. This podcast is incredible for keeping you company or for sleep. One of the better things that's happened to me. And from Australia, the Fishwife says, random, intriguing babble. I've tried everything out there. The best thing I've ever listened to. The only problem is when I wake up, I can't remember much about it. I do have the giggles, but I can't remember what was so funny. I'm now addicted. So thanks, everybody, for reviewing the show and your podcast apps. I really appreciate that. Thanks for listening. Thanks. Sleeping Buddies directly exists because of listener support. So I want to thank everybody that supports the show on Patreon and everybody that supports our sponsors. Sleeping Buddies grows because of listeners who spread the word, just their natural experience with the podcast and people in their lives, local communities, your online communities. So thank you so much for that. We're a proud member of Night Vale Presents. You can see all the amazing shows they do over at nightvalepresents.com. We're also a member of PRX. You can see everything they're doing at prx.org. And thanks for listening. There's plenty more here. Let me tuck the sides of your legs in there. Just, you know, and you can always, sometimes you need to get tucked in to kick the blankets off. You know what I'm saying? And I can tuck in. There's a bunch of other episodes ready to go. I'm here for you. Good night. All right, everybody, Scoots here. I'm doing our month in review on Sleep With Me Plus, which is similar, if you're still listening on Patreon, if you could think about moving over, but it's going to be similar to what you would have seen there this month. And as far as the ad-free episodes, a lot of them are coming out in the ad-supported feed that you all listen to as well. I gotta find the right podcast app. So I was also buying time because, on Sleep With Me Plus, one of the main differences, everything is separated out into its own feeds. So there's four different podcasts. I'm going to start with the bonus episode podcast. So it just has bonus shows. And on March 2nd, a mayor tour, Welcome to Scooterville, a postie special edition super deluxe episode came out. These are really cool. They come out on a couple Saturdays a month. And these are something that's just really important, been really important to me. Ideally down the road, we'll have budget to do more or somebody else even do a version two. But it's basically Chris Postie Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful. It takes an episode of Sleep With Me and reimagines it in a sense, which that's pretty much it. That's all the instructions for Chris. Hey, take an episode, reimagine it. But this year, Chris has been doing this for years. So in the bonus feed is years and years and years of this. As a matter of fact, in the bonus feed I'm looking at, there's 377 episodes. I think that's in the Boar Besties feed. But so right now in 2024, is that what year it is? Chris is doing this Scooterville series. So definitely worth checking out if you're like, love Sleeping Me, you're looking for something like a little bit different with some sound design, you want to listen to it during the day, or a lot of people, when they start to support the show and they discover these, this is what they sleep to because everybody's a little bit different. What else we got in this feed? Audio news, Scooterville. Oh, Contact. TNG Contact Part 2 came out since I think we last recorded this, and then a Fearless Flyer episode is about to come out. I think it may be this week, the February Fearless Flyer episode. Okay, then Boar Besties and Boar Friends also get a feed with All Intro and All Night shows. So Thursday night, All Intro episode came out. Weird, the All Night episode, I might have archived it, but Big Farm in the Sky, PI, huh, I guess there's an all-night episode that's going to come out or should be in this feed that is, so doesn't seem to be there. So this is good. I'm checking this. This is live quality control. Maybe it's in another feed. I put it in the wrong feed. But yeah, not sure which one it is either. So I'll have to look into that. So that's interesting. Okay, then you get a feed with ad-free full episodes. And so they don't have any, they don't have the supporter zone, they don't have the sponsor stuff, they don't have the mystery bard music or the thank yous at the end, but they are something that, because you can listen to that in the ad supported version, right? But so let's see, episode 1245 came out Sunday. That was Great British Bake Off episode 8. Multiplex episode 3 came out, Hickory Dickory Farms. Ren Faire with Ray came out March 3rd, 1243. 1242 Bake Off episode 7 came out February 25th. Multiplex episode 2 came out. Julius J. Juice. What else we got? 1240 Apple Cider Redo. That was Trader Joe's a Shop and Cook episode. Big retraction in that one. You know, retracted my opinion on apple cider donuts from Trader Joe's. So, yeah, and then the audio news. And then in story only, we had, C12, the same thing. Everything comes out on Sleeping Me Plus. This is so cool. There's something we only have been able to do since we moved to a new platform, is we're able to put out the story only episodes and the full episodes on the same day because they're in separate podcasts. We couldn't do that on the old platform because everything would just been too clogged up and it would just been too confusing for a large number of people. So now, yeah, story only, there's like a lot of story only fans, and yeah, they got the same thing. Great British Bake Off 8, Multiplex 3, Ren Faire with Ray, Great British 7, Multiplex 2, Trader Joe's Shop and Cook, Apple Cider, then Dessert Week, Great British Bake Off, whatever, Episode 6, Multiplex 1, Wandering Towers, Board Game Unboxing. So yeah, that's everything that came out this week. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I've been working really hard at the planning calendar, and we got some exciting stuff coming up to sleep to. That's so exciting, you don't need to listen to it. What do we have? Multiplex 7 I recorded yesterday. Started writing Multiplex 8 today. These are a couple months away, but the Guild, the web series of the Guild, we did a part of season 1 of that, and we're definitely going to do season 1 of that and probably season 2, maybe go on, I don't know, maybe do season 1 and season 2 and take a break. Those will be coming out late spring, early summer. I came up with 2 new ideas for random Tuesday episodes, one with pillow, like other plush friends, a pillow pet, and then another one that will be called the Marble Vagabond. And those were episode ideas that came out of intros. Neither of those has been recorded, though. Those intros were recorded. The Marble Vagabond intro will be in part 2 of our coverage of the movie Bring It On. What else have we recorded? We did in the last month, we did an episode called Willy Wonka Interactive Experience, Immersive Adventure, which I was really happy with. And that's going to be a new genre of Sleep With Me style show of like poorly run immersive experiences. like the one like that kind of what got a lot of press, and we got to work on the audio for something very similar, but it was called the Wildy Wonga experience. Also not a very high budget experience, but at least it had audio from Scoots or a narrator like Scoots. So that'll come out late spring, early summer. And then our crossover series, we got three episodes done, episode 2, 3, and 4 from season 1. So that'll be coming out this spring too and summer. So yeah, that's everything right now. And thanks so much. If you're listening, it's a free feed. It'd be great. If you think about supporting the show, it's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. This enables us to do everything we do, and those of you that support the sponsors, we also really count on those of you that just spread the word about the show. So thank you for doing that. And that's it. Good night, everybody.